1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has stopped sinning, so that he no longer would live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For what is in the past of our lives should be enough in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, riotous living, excessive eating, and filthy idolatries, in which they think it strange that you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil about you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the alive and the dead. That's why the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, so that they'd be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is near. Therefore be sober and stay awake for prayer, and above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality toward each other without grudging. As every man has received the gift, minister the same to each other as good stewards of the multifaceted grace of God. If any man speaks, let him speak like the oracles of God. If any man ministers, let him do it as of the ability that God gives, so that God in all things will be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and always. Amen. Beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial that is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, since you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, so that when his glory shall be revealed, you'll be glad also with great joy. If you're reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part he is evil spoken about, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God because of this. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins at us, what shall be the end of those who don't obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous just barely get saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? So let those who suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as to a faithful creator.